This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Yesterday on this program, we spent some time with a 600 horsepower convertible, and today we look at a vehicle on the other end of the automotive spectrum. 5 horsepower, 5. Top speed, 24 miles an hour. It's something called the NEV, which is auto speak for Neighborhood Electric Vehicle. Some see them as the next big thing in eco-fashion. Others think they're just cute. Day-to-Day's Steve Proffitt joins us now. Steve, you've actually been in one of these.
I have. And, you know, Alex, not long ago, you might have seen one of these street-legal golf carts on a campus or maybe a military base or retirement community. But today, they're popping up in garages in people's houses all over the place.
But they basically are golf carts?
Yeah. They have seat belts and side mirrors and stuff like that to make it okay to drive on city streets. But there are some limitations.
Well, there's always a catch somewhere.
To find out more about the NEV, we turn to our friend David Was. He's a writer and a musician. He's also a native of Detroit. So he has an innate knowledge of motorized vehicles, and he also knows how to obtain one for a test drive.
You can hear the sound of the engine when you're paused. There is no sound. It's an electric car. And when you stop, all you hear is nature.
So we just kind of started out looking at it, Alex. It's odd-shaped. It sort of looks like an old French deux-chevaux.
Those were kind of rounded on top, and they had very squared-off sides.
Right, except on this one, the wheels are actually set outside the body. David says, architecturally, this car seems to exist at the midpoint between two automotive extremes.
George Jetson and the horseless carriage, because it's a primitive rig, but it looks a little high-tech. People see it coming, and they don't know whether it's fish nor fowl. If it had a rotor blade on it, you'd think it was a helicopter.
Steve, who makes this thing? What is it?
Well, it's called the GEM E4. GEM stands for Global Electric Motor Cars. It's distributed by Daimler Chrysler in North America.
Actually distributed now. You could go out and buy one of these things. What would it cost?
Yeah, about $9,000 for the base model. But the model that GEM sent to David was more like $13,000. It has some fancy options like doors and a few other creature comforts.
This one happens to have an AM-PM radio with a CD player. It's got this noisome fan that'll blow outdoor air into your car. And what the heck else does it have? A brake and an accelerator. And that's about it.
I don't even have an AM-PM radio in my car. Okay, you're going to take this thing for a spin.
Yeah, but first let's lay out some ground rules. The manufacturer says you can drive the NEV on any street with a posted speed limit of less than 35 miles an hour, but you cannot impede traffic, which is a problem since this thing tops out at about 24. So we started out carefully driving around residential streets near David's home.
Here we go.
And all you got to do is release that emergency brake and hit the gas. Hit the gas, I mean hit the juice. Now, I hear that whirring sound of the engine, and I can't help wondering, should I hit a 5-iron or a 4-iron on this next shot? It just brings back memories like Proust dipping his cookie in the tea. Here comes a bump. Let's hear the suspension. It doesn't take bumps particularly well, but... love it. They think it's a dog running by, I've noticed. A normal car goes by, they know better. But this thing starts whirring, it appeals to a dog's high frequency sense, and they go nuts.
All right, Steve, dogs love this thing, probably because they could run it over if they wanted to. What about people?
Well, they seem to love it, too. I mean, they really did. I felt like I was riding around in a Rose Bowl float. You know, people are honking and waving. Pretty much everyone I talked to was in agreement about one thing. Here's a young lady we met, Janice Ramilla.
Actually, it's kind of cute. It's nice. It's very roomy. I can live in there. This is bigger than my apartment.
Hi, what's your name?
Eleanor Botany.
What do you think of this little silly?
For my purpose, it would be great.
Yeah.
To run around to the grocery store.
I think it's cute. I think I attract attention. I don't know about safety, but overall, the car's cute.
Now, that last guy there is Daniel Fregra. He's a Mercedes mechanic.
I'm wondering about safety. You were on residential streets. Did you dare take this out on a main drag?
Yes, we braved the mighty Ventura, Ventura Boulevard.
Big main street that runs through the San Fernando Valley in L.A.
Yeah, the posted speed limit there, at least where we were, is 35. And it was a little hairy, but it was also just nice to kind of putter along.
People behind you making impatient faces. You know it's time to pull aside and let them go. I don't like to offend nobody driving this thing. This is a car to make friends with, not enemies. I mean, you've heard of road rage. Me, I'm just an Aquarian type of guy. I experience road love. I never get angry, especially in my little toy car.
That's day-to-day contributor David was happy in his Jim E4.
Which isn't really his. It's a test vehicle. What is the verdict? Would you actually buy one? Did David go out and say he was going to buy one?
Well, I'm not sure. You know, they're cute, but they do have a limited range. They only go about 30 miles between charges. You know, if you never had to get on the freeway, it could make sense. But, you know, Alex, automotive critics are bemoaning the fact that overall electric cars have not been commercially successful.
The big thing is these hybrids, cars like the Prius, a gas-electric combo kind of thing.
Right. But remember, GM had a pure electric car. It was the EV1, and critics loved that, but they never really sold any.
They didn't sell any?
Well, they actually leased them, and then they recalled all of them. And Ford purchased a Norwegian company that built a cool little electric called the Think. Ford sold it in the U.S. for a little while, a few years ago.
They shut that down, too, though,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, but who knows? If Chrysler starts selling a lot of these electric cars, maybe battery power will make a comeback.
Thank you for that, Day-to-Day Steve Prophet. Thanks as well to writer and musician David Wass.
The only emissions from this eco-friendly car are the sighs and whispers of the people you pass by.